Good morning. This is KWSO News. The mask mandate will be lifted in Oregon beginning tomorrow, March 12th. In Warm Springs, the state protocols for the Warm Springs K-8 Academy when it comes to the lifting of the mask mandate is somewhat uncertain at the moment, as the COVID task force recommended following the state recommendations. But reports from the 509J board say there were concerns with lifting the mask mandate. For now, they are moving forward with the state protocols, but will make changes as needed, based on a decision from the Warm Springs Tribal Council. For anyone exposed to COVID-19 or with symptoms, you can pick up a home test kit during the workday at Warm Springs Emergency Management. Call 541-647-9001 when you arrive and they will bring your test kit out. Weekends and evenings, you can get a home test kit at Fire and Safety on campus and at the Fire Hall in Simnasho. Don't forget, you can also order 4 free home test kits online at usps.com/test kits. If you have any COVID-19 questions or concerns, you can call the COVID-19 nurse hotline at 541-553-5512. The shelters to independent living will be opening soon, with a tentative date for the dedication ceremony set for Wednesday, March 16th, as reported in the Spillyeye Taimoom. This month, Warm Springs Construction was doing some final work on the site manager residence. A kitchen is also going in, and there will be restrooms and showers on site. Funding for the shelter to independent project comes through Oregon Measure 110. Voters adopted the measure in 2020. The shelter to independent living will be alcohol and drug-free with on-site resident managers. Shelter to independent living will be a good complement to the supportive housing project being developed by the Warm Springs Housing Authority. The mayor of Portland recently banned camping on the sides of certain roadways, and officials are exploring other aggressive options to combat homelessness. And increasing numbers of liberal cities like Portland, Seattle, and New York are cracking down on encampments after years of tolerating growing numbers of people living in tents. Officials justify the moves by citing recent violent homeless outbursts, littered encampments labeled as health concerns, and increasing homeless deaths. But advocates for people experiencing homelessness have denounced the maneuvers. They say the homeless crisis is being treated as a blight or a chance for cheap political gains. The U.S. Forest Service is facing criticism for a wildfire preparedness project that would remove several large old ponderosa pines from the Deschutes National Forest near Bend. The conservation group Oregon Wild says some of the trees are old growth and should not be logged. The West Bend project seeks to protect the city from catastrophic wildfire with selective logging, mowing, and prescribed burning on 26,000 acres of the national forest land nearby. A timber sale in the project area includes trees that are well over 100 years old. Gene Nelson Dean with the Deschutes National Forest says they are eligible to be logged.
These trees aren't inappropriately marked. They are not old growth. They are not demonstrating old growth characteristics.
The trees in question have been sold to a timber operator, and any changes to the contract would require renegotiation. Oregon Wild has started a petition urging the Forest Service to prohibit logging ponderosa pines larger than 21 inches in diameter. And now a look into local sports.
And you can see the Cascade knows what the outcome's going to be, and they're hanging their heads out there on the court.
Ramirez hits her second free throw. It's all over in my book.
They're now
13 seconds, 12 seconds. Martin, there we go. 8 seconds. There's a shot up and in. Meaningless. Here comes the buzzer. And the buzzer side. Madras with a good win.
Yep, very good win.
Sounds of the game as the Madras High School Lady Buffs were in action last night at the 4A state playoffs against second-ranked Cascade and came away with a 69-60 overtime win. The Lady Buffs were led by Sasha Esquiro with 24 points and Rylan Davis with 13 points. Khalees Holiday and Lily Liebach-Meadow added 10 points apiece. In overtime, the Lady Buffs outscored the Cougars 16-7 to finish the game. Next up for the Lady Buffs, they will be facing off against Tri-Valley Conference opponent Corbett, who they've beaten twice this season. Corbett played at 7 p.m. last night against third-ranked Baker, and they got the victory 61-46 to send Baker to the consolation side of the bracket. Corbett was led by Allison Schimmel with 23 points and Ella Holwig with 15 points. Tip-off tonight is at 8:15 p.m. and will be broadcast live here on KWSO. That's a look at your news and sports. Reporting for KWSO News, I'm Duncan Bruno.